First, just a quick overview of the Parsha. Kisavo has 122 psukim. The most famous section of Kisavo, unfortunately, is the heavy part, right? The Tochacha. But we forget sometimes that before you get to the Tochacha, there's a lot of psukim of bracha. If a person listens to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he'll have a lot of bracha. But unfortunately, you know, the Parsha addresses the Jew who sometimes doesn't listen. It issues curses for various forms of rebellion against Hashem and the Torah in various ways, or lack of loyalty to Klal Yisrael and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Torah. Parsha starts with Bikurim. All the Svarim are very busy. What was the end of last week's Parsha? What was the very end of last week's Parsha? Amalek. Right, so everyone wants to know what's the connection between Bikurim to Amalek. Amalek is the antithesis of Hakaras HaTov. Bikurim is a beautiful expression of Hakaras HaTov. Okay, and many other Devarim like psukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, offering us the opportunity to be close to him, and Moshe Rabbeinu charging the people as he comes to the end of his life. Okay, so let's begin with Perech Vav Pasuk Tazayin. Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha la'asos. It's a strange pasuk, because what do the words mean? Hayom hazeh, on this very day, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha la'asos es hachukim ha'ila ves ha'mishpatim v'shamarte v'asiso osam b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha." On this very day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding you to do the mitzvahs. No, ask a simple kasha. Well, not just every day. The way Rabbeinu Bachai asked the question is, we got the Torah 40 years ago. This is the end of 40 years of the Midbar. What do you mean, Hayom hazeh Hashem commands you? Today, Hashem is commanding you? That's not true. So explains our Rebbe, the Heiliger Ramban. Hinei hishlim Moshe levar es haTorah, ulechadesh kol haMitzvos asher tziva oso Hashem, lechadesh lehem. What Moshe is saying to Klal Yisrael is, we're getting very close to putting the finishing touches on the Torah. I say very close, even though the Ramban says, hinei hishlim Moshe levar. Moshe has now completed expounding. Again, what do we see many times in Chumash Devarim? What's Chumash Devarim coming to do? Mishnah Torah. Right? It's introducing some new halachos. It's clarifying some previously taught mitzvos and halachos. Right? But now Moshe Rabbeinu says, now we're wrapping it up. Again, I'm still saying wrapping it up as opposed to concluding, because there are still a couple of new mitzvos to go. In this week's Parsha, the halach the bidrachav. Right? That's a mitzvah. Or how about the mitzvah in Parshas Vayelech of Hakel? Or in Parshas Vayelech, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Okay, so mitzvah 6.11, 6.12, and 6.13, at least according to the Sefer Achinoch, right, still need to be taught. But Moshe says, we're getting to the end. We're getting to the end. Now it's time for a Jew to say, okay, he gives man to start living. We know everything we need to know. So Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to inspire the people. Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzav chalasos. Now it's time to be doers. It's time to make it lemaisa. You know, we're entering into Slichos and Motzei Shabbos, and then we have the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem revealed this awesome secret called the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachem, that if a Jew gets himself into trouble, then Yasu Lafanai Kaseder Hazeh, do this order of Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, and all your problems will disappear. It's incredible. Incredible gift. The Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachem. But Tzadikim remind us, what does the Gemara say? Ya'asu lefanai keseder hazeh. It doesn't say the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachem. It says, Ya'asu lefanai keseder hazeh. Live the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachem. Be like Hashem. Again, the pasuk in our parsha, V'halachta b'drachav. Walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you should also be Rachum, Bechanun, Erech Hapayim, be slow to anger, be compassionate, be kind. Yasu lefanai keseder hazeh. The Chavetz Chaim gives a mashal. He says, imagine someone hires someone to run his store. There's a manager. This fellow's in charge of his store. And he gives him a big list of responsibilities, all the things that the manager has to take care of. Okay. And he says, I'm going away on traveling, on business, a vacation. You're in charge of the store. Make sure you take care of the list. No problem, boss. He comes back. He sees he hasn't done a thing. So he says, what's going on? I gave you a whole list. So he says, what do you mean? Every day I read the list. Multiple times a day I would read through the list. read through the list. Brother, you're supposed to be doing the things on the list. I mean, you read the list. So Chavetz Chaim said, that's what the Gemara is saying. Yasu lefanai kaseder azah. You can't just get up and say, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. But if I start to embody the Yud Gimel Midos v'rachamim, so that's how it really works. So I think in a similar fashion, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Klal Yisrael. You know, now you know it all, theoretically. Now it's time to put it into action. There's nothing more to clarify. We're finishing it up. Because we are now finishing everything. Again, I know the words literally mean now we've finished everything, but like I told you, there's still several mitzvos to be taught. Now it's time to do it. And I've told you elsewhere what lev and nefesh means. In the Ramban, if I remember correctly, lev means sort of the emotional drive of a person. Nefesh refers to one's seichel, one's intellect. So now it's time to put your emotions and to put your mind, your thoughtfulness into the mitzvos. Okay, that's Moshe's speech. But again, this idea of making sure mitzvos are not a theoretical by us, I think, is a very important lesson for us to think about. Let's keep going. V'tam es Hashem ha'amarta hayom. Continuing in the next couple of psukim, beautiful psukim. Es Hashem ha'amarta hayom. What does ha'amarta mean? Ha'amarta means to distinguish. You've distinguished the Kadosh Baruch Hu today, lios lecha lelokim. And then the next pasuk Yud Ches is Hashem ha'amircha hayom, and Hashem has made you distinguishable in the world. In other words, it's Hashem ha'amarta hayom, it's Hashem ha'amircha hayom. Anyone who learned the first parak of brachos maybe remembers the Gemara talks about these two psukim. We wear tefillin that says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem also wears tefillin Mi ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So we distinguish Hashem in the world, we give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has distinguished us in the world, to make us chashev in the eyes of the world. Says the Ramban, V'tam es Hashem ha'amarta yom. What does it mean? You've distinguished HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. Kevan shekibaltem aleichem kol ha'torah. When a Jew says, I'm all in, I don't just accept some of the Torah, but I want the entirety of the Torah. With every interpretation, correct interpretation of it, and all of the dikduke halacha, and all of the chidushim, Hashem adds more and more and more and more, and we say, yes, give us more, we want it all. In doing so, you've increased the honor of Hashem. You've made God great in the world. You've elevated Hashem. She'ahu levado lachem le'elokim. Because you've shown whatever Hashem is going to ask of you, you're prepared to do. As opposed to, you know, let's say, again, you have a boss. Right? You're the employee. He's the employer. And he, you know, you sign a contract. And then all of a sudden the boss says, well, now I need you to start doing this and this. And also this. And why don't you check your emails on the weekend? Right? So you say, because I don't work for you on the weekend. Right? Well, that's my expectation. So at a certain point, I'd say, you know, this is not for me. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us, and we say yes, that gives tremendous honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu levado lachem le'elokim. He's the only one who could do this. And I give great honor. I distinguish Hashem, unique in the world, that you're the only one who I would listen to 100%. Lo sodu be'el acher klal. I will not recognize, I will not submit before any other God at all. V'laleches bidrachov shetasu hatov v'hayashar v'sigvulu chesed ish esreihu. And I want to be like you, Hashem. Laleches bidrachov. How does Ramban define laleches bidrachov? He doesn't say tefillin and kosher and Shabbos. He says to be a good person. I want to be good like you, Hashem. I want to be tov and yashar. I want to perform chesed for other people like you, Hashem. I want to embody your midos, Hashem. Continues the Ramban. Let's continue the pasuk. V'lishmor chukav u'mitzvasav u'mishpatav. The Ramban always wonders, well, if you just said we're trying to do everything, so why do you have to start now naming individual categories of things? Yazkir beprat hachukim v'mishpatim. Ramban always says, chukim and mishpatim need chizuk. Even though you're talking about what's not chukum mishpat, everything's okay. So kol Torah needs chizuk. Okay, but a chok is a type of mitzvah that we what don't understand. So you need chizuk to do things that you don't understand. Mishpatim, things that are rational, I also need chizuk in, because I might just do them because they're sensible. It makes society, you know, function. It makes life manageable. So dafka lishmor chukav mitzvosav mishpatav Hashem's chukim. Only God I would follow blindly in this way. Only Hashem's mitzvos am I being makayim. I'm not doing it because it makes sense to me. The mishpat is because it's mishpatav. Asher peirashti, as I explained elsewhere. Ve'yichlol b'mitzvosav kol ha-mitzvos. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, look, I want you to feel what it's like to be a full Jew. Mitzvos aseh ve'lo saseh. V'lishmoa bekolo, to listen to his voice. Says Ramban, what do you need to say that for? You already told me every category. V'chol asher yitzav alechem mishar ha-ma'asim. Al yadi o al yad shar ha-neviyim. Whatever else Hashem is going to ask of you, whether it's through Moshe or through other prophets, there's things that are not explicitly stated in the Torah. And I want to do that also. I want to keep those also. V'yitachin shiu mitzvosa mitzvah saseh, lishmoa b'kol kolo ha-menios, mitzvos lo saseh, klomar mitzvos lo saseh. It could be mitzvos over the things that we do, lishmoa b'kolo, to even listen to the voice of Hashem, to refrain from doing those things that we shouldn't do. This is how, as Hashem ha-emir chayom, this is how we distinguish Hashem in the world. By going all in chayra. And not being one of these, you know, wishy-washy Jews who's chatzi, you know, chatzi in, chatzi out. But to be able to go all in on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And when we do that, what's the next part of the pasuk? What's the next pasuk? It's Hashem had mircha hayom. Hashem says, now you're unique. You made me unique by being entirely committed to me. And Hashem says, now I'm going to make you special in the eyes of the world. As Hashem had mircha hayom, Hashem made us distinguishable. Ki hayom hazeh lachem ki yom Sinai. Again, you'll ask the question, what does the pasuk say? Hashem made you special. The pasuk says, Lios lo la'am segula. La'am segula? Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you talking about? Today, we became an am segula? That's old news. We got that at Har Sinai. So says the Ramban, what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is that when a Jew commits himself to the fullness of mitzvos, every day is Har Sinai. Because the same way that we felt at Har Sinai, and again, I'm interpreting, but I hope it's true to what the Ramban is, the flavor of the Ramban. When we stood at Har Sinai, did we have any sveikos about Hashem? Were we not all in? What's the mountain overhead at Har Sinai? It's not just a threat. The mountain overhead means that what? That when you're under the roof of something, so then meaning, you know, let's say it in the negative, right? In the laws of Tumas Ohel. If there's a dead body, God forbid, in that corner, and you're a Kohen standing in that corner, you still have a problem. Why? Because you're under the same roof. Right? It's all encompassing. So the roof of Kabbalah Satorah, right, means that Torah enveloped us. At Har Sinai, Hashem was talking to us. Everyone was all in. On a Tuesday morning, in Washington Heights, in Tufshin Pei Beis, Halavai should be 50% in. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, but when you go all in on Hashem, then Hayom Hazeh Lachem Ki Yom Sinai. So every day is Har Sinai. Every day has that experience of renewing that commitment to each other, like the chuppah of Har Sinai. And the way you felt so uplifted at that moment, there was such a clarity what it means to be the Am Segula Mikol Ha'amim. You know what a segula is? What's a segula? A treasure, okay. How do we use the word when people say, like, I'm looking for a segula for, you know, for Parnassa? Right? A good omen, a good sign. How do you explain a segula? The answer is you don't. Right? It's misugal. It's mesugal to, you know, standing on your head and spinning in circles and saying nishmas 40 days in a row is mesugal for getting dizzy, you know. They're segulas. Some of them are baloney and some of them are mamash kabbalah. Do we understand why they work? It's a segula. Tzaddikim explain, being the am segula means we don't understand why Hashem loves us so much. It's mesugal. It's like a segula. It's not rational. But part of it is that when we accept the Torah fully, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's like not humanly possible. You're doing something that goes beyond what's reasonable. It's So Hashem says, I'm going to make you a people that's also beyond reasonable. The survival of Klal Yisrael, it's not reasonable, it's not logical, it's not rational, it doesn't add up. V'lishmor kol mitzvosav, ki lachem levadchem yitein taraso. And Hashem says, just like you are exclusive with me, I'm exclusive with you. You alone are going to be given the Torah. Again, it's a wedding. Har Sinai is a wedding. How many wives can husbands can one woman have? And the answer is one. Okay, it's a chiddush of the Torah that a man could have more than one wife. Right. But Rabbeinu Gershom, you know, changed the rules on that also. So we only have exclusive relationships now. Husband and wife. One-on-one. So Hashem says, you made me one and only. You're one and only, so I'll make you my one and only. I didn't give the Torah to anyone else. I don't share. I don't share my mitzvos, my ratzon, my inner desire, my inner world. I don't share them with anyone else. Says Hashem, like David HaMelech says, "Magid dvar of Yaakov, chukav u'mishpatav liYisrael, lo asachem lechol goy." I don't share that. I don't give that to anyone else at all. It's just me and you. Such a beautiful description of the relationship between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then the pasuk goes on and it says, and this makes you distinguished in the eyes of the Goyim. It gives you the upper hand in the world. Pasuk Yud Tes. Just continuing in the next pasuk. Ulesitcha elyon al kol ha-goyim asher osa letihila uleshem uletiferes v'liyoscha am kadosh. So many leshonos. Hashem said, I'm going to make you elyon, I'm going to make you supreme over all the nations. For praise and for renown and for splendor and for holiness. The world's going to, when we're true to ourselves, first Torah in Likutei Maran, and it's the story of Jewish history. When we're true to ourselves, the world respects us. When we're not sincere, when we come to our boss and we're a hardworking Jew, and we say, I need to leave early on Friday because I respect my religion. If we do that, and we do it honestly, I have a good friend of mine, David Tzvi. So he told me a story about his father. His father was in sales for many years. He was at a convention one time. It was Erev Shabbos, and he had a rule at what time he stops. So he starts packing up. All of a sudden, the team from Walmart comes by. It's a big client, Walmart. And they say, you know, they say, we want to meet with you. We'd like to. I said, I'm sorry, it's all right. We can't. We're Walmart, like $1 billion company. Like, what do you mean you can't? I can't. I it's my Sabbath, and this comes first. I don't mean to insult you. I'm not doing it to be disrespectful, but I can't. I'm really sorry. And he packs up. No, what do you think happened next week? Walmart calls him. And they said, a person who has such values, a person who has such commitment to his, who plays by the rules, a person who has a sense of responsibility for something bigger than himself, that's the person I want to do business with. And he got the deal. You got the whole deal. You got the deal. Because when we're true to ourselves, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then the world will recognize that. You'll be supreme over the whole world. You'll be a source of praise. Shi'alucha kol ame ha'aretz bios Hashem karov b'chol karach ha'elav. The world will say, wow, look how the Jews have this relationship with God. Their God is responsive to them when they call out to their God, they can communicate with their Creator directly. They see when we're true to Torah mitzvot, the shefa, the pipelines are open, and the world says, "Wow, these Jews are—they've got like direct access." Ule shame will be a source of shame, not shame with English shame. A name, you'll have a great name. Sheyete lecha shame bagoyim b'hadro asher samalecha. Your name will be known. Your name will be pronounced in the world. It'll be a source of hadar, a source of beauty. Ki ata nala al kulam. You'll be the top name on the list. Ulitif'eres. What does that mean? Litif'eres means ki tispa'ir alayhem la'asos behem kol asher tachpots. You'll be able to what? Tif'eres is like a very royal type of, you know, splendor. To be able to be what? To be a leader in the world and to get what you want. Kol asher tachpots. Tigzar omer v'yakum lach. You'll command v'yakum lach, and Hashem will uphold. Because again, you're tapped in with Hashem. And lastly, the pasuk says, v'liyoscha am kadosh. And you'll be a holy people. The Ramban says, l'davka bo basof. not only will you be able to be attached to Hashem in this world and recognized in this world, but beyond all of that, the davka bo besof yo bizocha to olam haba. That's how the Ramban explains the Parshas Yisro, Mamleches Kohanim v'goy kadosh, that we're going to be connected to Hashem in this world, and obviously so much more, the Nitzi, the Netzach Nitzachim in the next world. Okay? Beautiful. Just beautiful descriptions of how good it can be if we're true to ourselves. Okay, let's turn to page Shin Mem Beis in the first column. I don't know if you have to turn the page. I have to turn the page in my edition. Okay, let's go to V'Kasavta Aleihen. Perech of Zayin Pasuk Gimel. V'Kasavta Aleihen is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos. So Moshe says you're going to cross into Eretz Yisrael. That's exciting news. And when you come to Eretz Yisrael, here's what you're going to do. We forget this, that they actually did this. We're going to cross into Eretz Yisrael. V'Hakemoisa Lecha Avanim Gedolos. You're going to set up these big stones, and you're going to plaster them with seed, with plaster. V'Kasavta Aleihen Es Kol Divrei HaTorah Hazos. And you're going to write down the whole Torah on these stones. However, let's learn. Sometimes the Ramban is trying to inspire us. Sometimes the Ramban is just trying to clarify the truth of Torah. What did that look like? What exactly were these stones that they wrote the Torah? What did they write on these stones? Okay, an informational Ramban. How did it work? Says the Ramban, V'kasavta aleihen es kol divrei HaTorah Hazos. Literally, they wrote the whole Torah on a stone? The same way that what? That we have a little mezuzah, we have a little portion of the Torah on every doorway. So some tzaddikim say what these stones were, this was like the mezuzah to Eretz Yisrael. The mezuzah to Eretz Yisrael has the whole Torah on it, not just one little section of the Torah. But literally, they wrote the whole Torah? They sat there writing the whole Torah on the stones? Amr Rabbi Avram b'shem Hagon says, Rabbi Avram, who's Rabbi Avram? Ibn Ezra. Rabbi Avram ben Ezra. Who's the Gon? Not the only Gon, but Rav Sadia Gon. Says the Ibn Ezra in the name of Rav Sadia Gon, Shekosvu aleihem minyan ha-mitzvos. Ah. They didn't actually write the entire Torah from Bereishis Bara Elokim to La'inei Kol Yisrael. What did they write? Says Rav Sadia Gon, they wrote a list of the commandments, like you would find in the Rambam's listing of the 613 mitzvos, the Moach Suvos Bahalachos Gedolos, like you find in the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, right, in the Bahag, or again, any of those types of Svarim. Like one would find in the listing of the mitzvos, Ke'inyan Azharos. Azharos means commandments. Right? Not Ke'inyan, Ke'in Azharos. Right? Similar to a list of commands. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 613 mitzvos written on a stone. Okay, it's still a big job, but it's less than writing, the entire Chumash. And then it says you should write it be'er heitev. You should write it very well. So what does that mean? The tam be'er heitev, the explanation of be'er heitev is haksiva, that the writing should be nice, legible. How do you know that be'er heitev doesn't mean it should be well explained? That's how I would translate the words. Be'er heitev, well explained. How do you know that that's not what it means? Because we just said, you're not writing the whole thing. You're just writing very bekitzer. You're writing shorthand, just a list of the mitzvos. So what do you mean explain them well? You're writing them as shorthand as possible. Oh, write them neatly. Okay, interesting. But Chazal said something else. Chazal said, no, be'er heitev. No, we're writing a lot, friends. B'shivim lashon. Rabboseinu amru b'shivim lashon. We wanted that when a Jew comes to Eretz Yisrael, wherever he's coming from, if he's making Aliyah from France, or he's making Aliyah from Belgium, or he's making Aliyah from America, or he's making Aliyah from Zimbabwe, wherever he's coming from, yeah, South Africa, wherever he's coming from, Johannesburg, wherever he's coming from, he should be able to what? He should be able to feel that this Torah is speaking to me. That I know how to, I can also read the Torah. It's accessible to me. It's in my mama lashon. It's in the language that I grew up with. Right? Okay. Interesting. Umatzinu b'sefer tagi, and we find in sefer tagi. What is sefer tagi? So Ramban in several places references sefer tagi. Sefer tagi means the book of. What are tagim on the letters? What are the tagim? The little crowns, the embellishments on top of the letters in the sefer Torah. So apparently there's a book called Sefer Tag. It actually is a book. It's a real book. In the Sefer Tagi, Shaisa Kol HaTorah Ksuva Behen Mibereishis Ad Le'enei Kol Yisrael B'Tageha V'Ziunel. That the whole Torah was written on these stones, from Bereishis to Enei Kol Yisrael, literally the entire Chumash is written, and not just written, but Be'er Heitev. So, well, according to one version, that means there were 70, you know, translations of what? Of the list of the mitzvos in every language? Or 70 times the entire Torah? Says the Sefer Tagi, no, it means Be'er Heitev means they wrote the whole Torah and they wrote it in beautiful form. Be'er Heitev means with what? With the crowns, with the points on top, with the embellishments, Ziuneha, with the embellishments, the flourishes on top. Because that's also revealing to us secrets of the Torah. Who knows what I'm referring to? The Gemara in Menachos and Daf Chavtes. What's the story in the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chavtes? No, come on, Chavar, someone knows it. But Moshe Rabbeinu comes from Rabbi Akiva's Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Akiva, right, is darshaning incredible things. Right? Or it starts actually when Moshe sees Hashem putting crowns on the letters of the Torah, and he's like, what's with the crowns? What's with all the fancy writing? So he says, there's going to be a Jew in the future, his name is Akiva ben Yosef. And he's going to expound mounds and mounds of halachos, tile tilen shal halachos. He's going to expound all sorts of deeper messages just from the crowns, the points on top of the Torah. So Moshe's like, well, why don't you give the Torah through him? Sounds like he's an incredible Talmid Chacham. I want to see his Beis Medrash. He goes, he sees his Beis Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu can't follow Shir. You know? So I'm not ready for such a high-level Shir. He's all depressed, the Gemara says. And so finally he hears, they say, Rebbe, how do you know this? Halacha l'moshe misinai. Oh, they still remember me. Moshe Rabbeinu. Fascinating Gemara. Menachos Daf Chav Tesam and Beis. Okay, so according to the Sefer Tagi, what does Be'er Heitev mean? They wrote the whole Torah in beautiful form with all of the crowns on top. Umisham netku hatagin b'chol haTorah. And those are like the crowns that we have in our Sefer Torah. Certain letters have those beautiful little points on top. Okay. So now you're wondering what, if you're just thinking for a second, how ginormous were these stones? How big were these stones? V'yitachin, concludes the Ramban, Shahayu avanim gedolos mo. They were either massive stones to be able to write so much on it, o shahayu memase hanisim. Or the Ramban says there's another possibility, which is what? Which is sometimes we find in the Torah, sometimes we find this incredible miracle where something small is able to contain a lot. Shehechzik mu'at esamaruba, where a small thing contains a lot. Such as, maybe the luchos were like that. Could be the first luchos had more on it, written on it than we sometimes imagine. Or how about the teva of Noach? Right. See when the Ramban addresses tevas Noach. How is Noach's boat? It wasn't such a big boat. Measurements, we know the measurements. It's in the Chumash. It wasn't so big. 300 by 50 by 30. It's not so big to have the whole world of, you know, animals on the boat. How did he do that? Right. How is it possible? So say, what do you mean? Everyone knows from the time we were little kids, when we colored the little Parshas Noach picture books, you know, you put the giraffe's head out the window. That makes a little more room. It still doesn't fit. Okay, mice and nisim. Right? Sometimes you have a tiny thing that miraculously can hold a lot. So it could be they were able to somehow, I don't know. Again, it doesn't mean that the sofer was writing with time. Somehow a small stone was able to contain a lot. I don't know. Very interesting. But friends, this is the mezuzah on the way into Eretz Yisrael. A very deep idea. And when a Jew comes to Eretz Yisrael, he sees these stones, and he sees the entirety of the Torah written upon it. It's a very very interesting thing. So different opinions exactly how that worked. Okay, an informative Ramban. Let's turn to Perech of Zayin Pasuk of Vav on page Shin Mem Beis in the second column. Asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah hazos. Okay, now we get to some of the heavy stuff. One of the curses. In this week's parsha, is cursed is the one who does not uphold this Torah. Arur asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah hazos la'asos osam. A curse is the one who doesn't uphold the Torah to perform the Torah. Va'amar kol ha'am, amen. And the people said, amen. What is this referring to? Curse is the one who does not uphold the Torah. So we'll see several different pshatim. The third one's going to make you smile or laugh because it's unusual. First, he quotes Rashi. Kan kolol es kol haTorah kula v'kiblua aleihem ba'ala uveshua. How many times do we have to commit to the same thing? What are these curses? Aruah curses the one who does this and curses the one who does that, and the people say amen. V'yomer kol ha'am, v'amar kol ha'am, amen. So says Rashi, now that we've completed being taught the entirety of the Torah, so now kiblua aleihem ba'ala uveshua, they accepted it upon them with what? They upped the ante. We took upon ourselves to be cursed, right? Like we were learning yesterday. Right, if a woman wants to collect her ksuba, so what? She has to take a shua. When she can't take a shua anymore, so Rabbi Gamliel instituted that she could take a neder. A neder is a little bit less severe than a shua, because a shua is saying, I swear that I'm telling the truth. A neder says, right, if I'm not telling the truth, then I'm prohibited from eating this or from doing that. Right? So, okay, that's a way of making, when you take a shua, that ups the ante. So Rashi says here, what's happening here in the Chumash is that now we're you know, putting our hand on the Torah in its entirety and swearing in and saying, I swear to keep the whole Torah. Okay, we're accepting it upon ourselves, ba'ala uveshua. We're accepting it with the language of promise and the penalty of a curse if we don't uphold it. Okay, that's Rashi. Ulefi dati, says the Ramban, no. Maybe you could say like this also. Ki a kabbalah hazos, sheyoda b'mitzvos b'libo. Very timely Musar message from the Ramban in the days of Tshuva, in the days of Ella. Ramban says they accepted upon themselves what? To really believe the mitzvos in their hearts. V'yu be'ein of emes. Not just to be, you know, a Jew who socially wants to fit in and therefore does Jewish things. But a Jew who says, no, it's true. Every word of it is true. V'ya'amin sha'osa osan yelo schar v'tova. And to believe that the person who keeps the Torah and the mitzvos is going to be greatly rewarded. Va'over aleihem ye'anesh. And I'm swearing, I really believe this. You believe it enough that you'll be rewarded? You think you actually get a reward for doing this? Yes, I really do. And you believe there are consequences if you don't do it? Yes, I really do. V'im yichbor ba'achas mehem. And if a person is kofar, if he denies even a single one of them, otia be'ena b'teila la'olam, where he says this mitzvah no longer applies, this mitzvah is old-fashioned. Hinei hu arur. As the Pasuk says, cursed is the one who does not uphold divrei HaTorah Hazos, this entire Torah. So if you decide, I believe in 99% of the Torah, but this one mitzvah I don't believe in at all, cursed. Cursed is such a person. Now, is this Pasuk speaking about a Jew who ever does an Aveira? Am I cursed if at any time I lo yakim divrei HaTorah Hazos? So I gave into a taiva and I did an Aveira? I'm not saying I don't believe in it. I believe you're not allowed to eat cheeseburgers, but it looked good and I ate it. So am I cursed? Ramban says no. Aval im avar al achas mehan. If you violate, not if you deny a mitzvah, but if you violate a particular mitzvah, kagon she'ochel hachazir, v'hasheketz l'tava, so he ate something not kosher, as a taiva, o shelo asa sukkah v'lulav la'atzla, or he didn't make a sukkah, or take a lulav because he was being lazy, right? Not because he doesn't believe in it. He just whatever. Yeah, I was careless. I was irresponsible. Einanu becherem hazeh. He's not included in this curse. Ki lo amar akasav. Because the pasuk doesn't say, cursed is the one asher lo ya'aseh es divrei HaTorah Hazos. Cursed is the one who one time didn't do a mitzvah. That would be way overwhelming. The pasuk says, cursed is the one asher lo yakim es divrei HaTorah Hazos. Lasos. What does yakim mean? He says, ketam kimu v'kiblu hayehudim. Do I believe? Do I accept the system? Of course we're going to have moments where we mess up. The Pasuk is speaking, Hinehu cherim hamardim v'akofrim. The Pasuk is speaking to those people who deny the authenticity of mitzvahs. Who say, no, I just don't believe in this stuff. So you could be a person who's actually doing it and not believing it, and you're cursed. Or you could be a person who really believes it and sometimes makes mistakes. And sometimes I'm not going to put a curse on you. I know you're a human being. I know you have ups and downs. I try to have more ups than downs. But that's the Ramban. Ramban says it's referring to an attitude towards believing in the truthfulness of Torah. Okay, so we have Rashi and Ramban. Then he quotes the Yerushalmi and Sota. Listen to this. The Yerushalmi and Sota says, Asher lo yakim, cursed is the one who doesn't uphold the Torah. The Yerushalmi says, V'chi yesh Torah no felas. I'm upholding the Torah. Is the Torah falling? What do you mean, uphold the Torah? Yakim. Set it upright. What do you mean set it upright? Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim Omer, Zeh HaChazan. Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim, interesting, his name is Yakim, Arash Elo Yakim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim says, this refers to the Chazan, which we call the Gabai. In other words, be very careful, says the Yerushalmi, when you're putting the Sefer Torah back in the Aron, and it has that little chain so the Torah doesn't fall out of the Aron. Right? Cursed is the Chazan who doesn't, what? Who doesn't properly secure the Torah, that it falls out of the Aron. If you get Psicha, make sure you put the Sefer Torah away carefully. That's what it means. Asher lo yakim, don't let the Torah slip. Hold it carefully. Interesting. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta Omer is that based in Shalmatan. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta says, no, it's referring to the based in, people who have religious authority. The Omer of Yehuda v'Rav Huna b'shem Shmuel. Al davar hazeh kara Yoshiyahu v'Omer alai lahakim. About this, Yoshiyahu lamented, it's incumbent upon me to uphold the Torah. In other words, maybe the Torah is saying, if you have the ability to be mechazek someone else, if you're a respected person, if you're the Beis Din, if you're the rabbi of the community, chatayni maskir ayom, you know? I'm only an assistant rabbi in my shul, but there's work to be done. If you're in position to influence, and you don't care to help other people become more committed, then cursed. Curse for you for not being mechazik someone else. You could have been mechazik. Yoshiyahu HaMelech said, Alai Mahakim, it's incumbent upon me to raise the honor of Torah. If you can get someone, if you can do NCSY and be Makar of a public school kid, and you don't, because you're being lazy, then Ara Shalom Yakim. Cursed for you for not being mechazik, another Jew. Amr bi Asi b'shem Reb Tamchum Barchia. Lomed v'limed v'shamar v'asa. If a person, he learns and he teaches and he keeps and he... V'yasipik b'yadu l'hachzik v'lo hechzik. But you could have been mechazik someone a little bit more and you didn't do it. Hare zeh b'chlal or. You are included in this curse. Wow. So Yerushalmi has a whole slew of opinions. Again, what's included in this? Give me just 1 second, yes? Yidrishu b'hakama azos beis hamelech v'hanesiwas shebiyadim l'hakim esator biyadim avadim osa. So included in this hakama, in this responsibility to uphold the Torah, it says the king and the nasi, people who are, you know, have a lot of responsibilities, have to make sure that they're mechazik, anyone who they can help to not be mevat l'Torah. V'afilu hayuhu tzadik gomer b'maisav. What do you mean? I'm a big Rosh Yeshiva. I don't have time to deal with off the derech kids. I'm too busy teaching, you know, Rav Chaim's on the Rambam. I don't have time to. So the Torah says, whoa, you can be the tzaddik, you can be a tzaddik gomer in your own actions. If you don't go out and help other Jews, then you're cursed. You could strengthen those people who don't practice. Hare ze'or. Wow, very, very strong pshat. And then lastly, the Ramban gives another pshat, a final pshat. I plan to remind the Gabbai of Armenian this Shabbos to make sure that he picks someone who knows how to do Hagba. Because according to one opinion, says the Ramban, Amru al derech agada, Zeha Chazan, when it says this refers to the Gabbai, this refers to the Chazan HaKnesses, as it was called in the Gemara, the person who's responsible for taking out the Torah and putting away the Torah and doing Hagba on the Torah. I guess in the olden days, the Gabbai would take it out of the Aron, the Gabbai would do Hagba, the Gabbai would put back the Torah. She'enu mekim sifrei Torah la'amidan ketiknan shalo yiplu. Like we said earlier, it refers to what? It refers to making sure you put away the Sefer Torah in a way that it doesn't fall out of the Aron. Cursed is the one who does not properly secure a Sefer Torah in its place. V'li nira, al-chazen she'enu mekim Sefer Torah al-tzibur la'haros p'nei k'sivaso la'kol. It also says that Ramban perhaps refers to someone who doesn't know how to do Hagba properly. Cursed is the one who doesn't uphold the Torah. What do you mean uphold the Torah? It means literally when you pick up the Torah, right? Make sure you open it up enough. Make sure you don't just do achat. You're supposed to turn all the way around to make sure everyone can see the Torah. That's pretty intense. No, cursed is the person who doesn't. So if you're going to get Hagba, if someone, the Gabbai says, you want to do Hagba? If you're not good at it, so maybe say, I'd rather not. I'd rather not. Or learn how to do Hagba. Cursed is the one who doesn't show the ksav to everyone. Let everyone see the Torah. K'moshu mefurish b'mesecha sofrim, like it says in Mesecha Sofrim, one of the Mesechtos Ketanos, the minor tractates as they're called. Shemagbiyin oso, lift it up. Umara pnei ksivaso la'am ha'omdim liyamino vilismolo umachziro lafanav ula'achrav. Make sure everyone gets to see the Torah. Shemitzvah lachol anashim v'hanashim liros ha'kosuv v'lichroa v'lomar v'zoyis ha'Torah asher samosha. Because it's incumbent upon every man and every woman to see the Torah, to bow a little bit before the Torah, and to say, V'zoyis ha'Torah asher samosha. V'chein now again, and that is the minog. Why do we lift our pinky? Great question. I don't have a pshat. I once said a pshat. You know a pshat, yeah? Probably have a pshat. I'm asking, I don't know. I've seen a lot of Jews do it. Not a real thing. Everyone says it's not a real thing. Okay, so I'll be malamid schos. I don't do it, but I'll be malamid schos on those who do it. A lot of people do it. I don't know. Where did it come from? What's the secret of it? I'll tell you the secret. Here's the secret. Here's what I think the secret is. Megala Muko says, Chida, other tzaddikim, say that the five fingers correspond to the Jewish people and the four exiles of Jewish history. Four exiles of Jewish history. The thumb is Klal Yisrael. Why? We stand apart. Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lachol. Okay, the thumb stands apart from the other four fingers. So then the tzaddikim say the four fingers correspond to the four exiles. What are the four exiles? Bavel. Paras Umadai. Yavan. And the pinky is this gullus that we're in right now, gullus Edom. What is the nature of this gullus? What is the nature of this gullus? So there's an interesting Orachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Tetzaveh, where the Orachayim HaKadosh says that there are four redeemers of the four exiles. Very deep idea. He says, quotes the Zohar, Zohar Chadash, we got out of Galus Bavel and the Zchus of Avraham. We got out of Paras Umadai, Purim. The success of Purim was in the Zchus of Yitzchak. Deep idea. Hanukkah, in the merit of Yaakov. Yavan is Yaakov. And this final goal, this goal is Edom, is who? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Moshe. Moshe took us out to start the redemption, Mitzrayim. Moshe is going to be the one, the goal Achron, who finishes us off and gets us out of this. And the Archaim HaKadosh writes a Lashon, he says, and Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to take us out of this final gullus until we get serious about Torah. Because Moshe, whose whole mahus, zichru Torah's Moshe, his whole essence is Torah, Moshe is not going to be goel a bunch of batlanim min haTorah, is the Lashon of the Archaim HaKadosh, or something like that. Okay, so this final gullus is a gullus of Torah. Gullus Edom is a gullus of Torah. Interesting. Interesting idea that we're in a gullus of Torah. So the pinky, you could say like this. The pinky, if the pinky is Edom, right? If according to the Megala Mukos, the pinky is Edom. So when we lift up the Torah, Aro Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos, curses the one who doesn't uphold the Torah. So when we hold up the Sefer Torah, we lift up our pinky as if to say, how are we going to defeat Galus Edom? How are we going to bring the final Geula? The pinky, Galus Edom, it's all B'schus what? B'zayis HaTorah. It's all B'schus of the Torah. Moshe is only going to save us, redeem us, when we're serious about Torah. But just to make it a little bit more geschmack, what's the gematria of Edom? Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Mem. You'll say 51, right? That doesn't work for anything we're trying to say here. So what's the gematria of Edom? Ah, says Menachem Ephraim, our Kabbalist. Mem Sofit, also has a different cheshvan. Aleph through Tav is 1 to 400. Then Chaf Sofit, Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Pei Sofit, Sadi Sofit are 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. So Mem Sofit is how much? 600. So how much is Edom? 611. What's 611? 611 is going to your Torah. So the final gullus, the gullus of Edom is the gullus of Torah. So you pick up your pinky. No? Still not a good minhag. It's a good minhag now, huh? You pick up your pinky, which is Keneged Edom, and you point at the Sefer Torah, and you say, Zoyis HaTorah. Zoyis HaTorah. Zoyis HaTorah. Right? Edom is Gematria Torah. This gullus is the gullus of Torah. We're only going to get out of this if Yochim is Divrei Torah Zos, if we uphold the entirety of the Torah. That's the Ramban. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says, cursed is the person who doesn't do a good Hagavah. I don't curse people who do a bad haggah, but I get annoyed when someone does a bad haggah, you know? But Hashem curses a person who does a bad haggah. So make sure, if you got, especially this Shabbos, I'm telling you, I'm going over to the Gabbayin Shul this Shabbos, I'm going to say, Ari Eliyanason, make sure you get someone good for haggah. He's going to say, why? Well, you never, say, Rebbe, you never told me to get someone good for haggah? I'm going to say, come on, this week's Parsha. This week, you got to. What's my preferred way?
Yeah. All the way around or halfway?
All the way around, Ramban. To the right, you turn to the right. Okay, again, the lashon here in the Nesecha Sofrim is right, left, and then front and back. So I guess you could go, you can go right, you can go left, then you can go this way fully, and then this way. You gotta get all sides though.
You have to read the word.
But it sounds like it's kedai to make sure, you know, loud and proud. Okay, yes, I kept you in. Sorry.
What does cursed actually mean?
I don't know. It's like when they asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, what is Gan Eden and what is Gehenna? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said, I don't really know what that means. I mean, heaven and hell, but I don't know what that means. But what I do know is that Gan Eden is good and Gehenna is bad. So I don't know what Ar means, but I know it's bad. So we should probably try to avoid it. That's my advice based on Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's definition of hell. Yes.
Now we really believe in the menag. Now we have a real riot. Now we're in business.
Now, but everything's Hashem talks to us in lots of different ways. You got to be listening. Okay, I'm not yet holding in Kung Fu Panda. I've heard of it. It's not zoicha to see it. But maybe one day. Maybe one day I'll be zoicha. Maybe I'll be zoicha. Sheer movie night. That's right. No, everything. Listen, if you're gonna watch Kung Fu Panda, you might as well look for Torah messages. Might as well. Okay. Someone else wanted to say something? Okay, friends. We have time for maybe one more Ramban.
Why don't you?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the source of the minhag is. No, I don't know. I just don't. I don't know. Maybe I should. Maybe I should.
That's made up also.
Yeah.
Totally.
We have to be malamid chlis on things that Jews do, but I don't know. It could be. Again, I'm not saying do or don't do, but I don't know. Not sure what the pinky thing's about.
Do you have to be able to read the word?
No, there's an Indian. There's an Indian. The Rizal has an Indian of when you see the ksav of the Torah and you find the letter of your name. It's also misugal, segula. It's a good thing. Helps you to, I think, to remember your Torah. I don't know. It's a chashuk thing. There's people who are very particular about trying to get up close to see the ksav of the Torah. It has hashpah. Rabbi Nachman talks about it has hashpah. Seeing the letters of the Torah has hashpah on your neshama. That's certainly an admirable thing. There's no chiyuv to be able to read the Torah when they lift it up.
Yeah,
it's a big thing.
Whoa, it's all right there.
Yeah, it makes it alive. Okay, friends, let's end with Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, on page Shin Mem Gimel in the left-hand column. Okay, we'll end on a positive note. You can't end on a curse. Let's end with a bit of chizuk. In Perek Chaf Ches, obviously the latter part of it is the Tochacha. The Ramban finds messages in the Tochacha alluding to all of the different exiles of Jewish history. He says incredible things. But before we get to the curses, there's beautiful bracha for a person who keeps the mitzvos. V'hayim shamoa tishma b'kol Hashem lokecha, if you keep the mitzvos. So one of the bracha is Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk says, Unesancha Hashem l'rosh v'lo l'zanav. Rosh Hashanah soon. Some people have a practice of buying a fish head. Some people even eat a fish head. Right? And we say, Yehi Ratzon, we should be what? It should be a head and not a tail. It should be a head and not a tail. Unesancha Hashem l'rosh v'lo l'zanav. Hashem's going to make you what? Hashem's going to make you on top. He's going to make you a head and not a tail. Vayisa rak l'mala v'lo tia l'mata. you should always be on top, and you should not be on the bottom. Okay? What does it mean you should be on top and not on the bottom? And then let's just read Pasuk Yudalit, and then we'll explain both Pesukim. And then the next Pasuk right before the Tochcha, the last Pasuk before the Tochcha. Velo sasur mikol advar masher anochi mitzavcha eschem hayom yamin u'smol. Do not deviate from any of the Torah that I've commanded you to the right or to the left. Laleches acharei Elohim acherim la'avdam. Don't go to the right, don't go to the left to worship other gods. Just stay on the proper yashar, middle path, the path of truth, which is the path of Hashem. Okay, says the Ramban. V'tam l'rosh v'lo l'zanav. What does it mean to be a head and not a tail? Ve'uro l'rosh l'chol ha'amim v'lo l'zanav l'echad mikol ha'amim. You're going to be the top of the top. You're going to be ahead of all the nations. You will not be a zanav, you will not be a tail to even one of them. In other words, if you come in second place in a competition of 1,000, you know, individuals who are in the race, right? So you're on top. Number two, you're way on top of so many others. You're not the top. Hashem says, I'm telling you, you're going to be the top of the top. You're going to be a rosh l'chol ha'amim. V'lo l'zanav l'echad mikol ha'am. You're not going to be second to anyone. A Jew has to know he's the best. The best of the best. Ki tochein she'al rosh al'amim rabim, because it's possible to be a rosh over many, but still feel there's something that's holding me back. Zanav la'am echad, nichbad v'men. You might feel the Jewish people are better than a lot of society, but maybe you're still envious of someone in the world. And Hashem says, I'm telling you, if you keep the Torah and you receive the bracha of the connection that we share, you're not going to feel second place to anyone or anything. V'hanachon she'itencha l'rosh me'ata. And furthermore, says the Ramban, we could also say that you're going to be made a rosh immediately, right now. V'lo lizanav ad olam be'echad mikol ha'itim. You'll stay on top forever. You'll never fall behind. When a Jew lives a life of Torah and mitzvos, he's always, it's not like you're always going to be the best. V'chein rak lamala, as the Pasuk says, right? Tia rak lamala, v'lo tia lamata. You'll be lamala tamid, v'lo tia lamata la'olam. That's an awesome promise. If you listen to the mitzvahs, you'll be in first place forever, and you'll feel that. You'll know that. But it requires a person not to stray. Lo sasur mikol advar. Concludes the Ramban. Nimshach im ki sishma. Right, the continuation of what we just learned. If you listen to the mitzvahs, says Pasuk Yudalid, not to deviate. Shiavo eilecha kol habrachos ha'ila kasher tishma le'mitzvosav. Not to deviate to the right or the left. Mikol advar mashar anochi mitzavcha b'inyan avodah zarah. Specifically, as the pasuk concludes, to worship other gods. Because again, our theme for the day is going all in on Hashem, going all in on Torah mitzvos. Because if a person says, "I'm mostly in, but I also worship a little avodah zarah on the side," it's a hobby of mine. It undermines everything. It undermines everything. It makes all of the mitzvahs that you're doing worthless. We learned earlier, you can do an avera and not be cursed. We make mistakes. But if a person worships something other than Hashem, if you believe in something other than Hashem, look at this line, underline it. Shim teilech acharei Elohim acherim la'avdam. If you go after other gods to worship them, kvar sarta mikol mitzvosav, it's as if you've deviated from everything. Ve'ein lo chefetz klal. And then there's no desire, HaKadosh Baruch, who's not interested at all in anything that you do. Because there's certain acts of rebellion that just, it doesn't work. You can make mistakes. You can sometimes give into a taiva. You can sometimes, you know, do something that's disappointing to me. But Hashem says, but if you worship a Avodah Zarah, you can't have a Avodah Zarah on the side. That's a stira minei ubei to everything that I'm trying to create here, which is what? This exclusive relationship. I have an exclusive relationship with my wife. Do I sometimes upset her and do the wrong thing? Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? But there are certain things which would be a violation, which would break, which would shatter. Right? If I had another wife in addition to her, right, that would be That would undermine everything. That would undermine the whole, everything good that I ever did. It would be undermined. So Hashem says, there's a degree of loyalty that I demand of you to make your mitzvahs meaningful. It's okay to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. Right? But make sure you don't have an avodah zarah. Make sure there's nothing that you worship other than a Kaddish Bar. Alright, so we should be zochet to all the brachos. It's parshas, mamish filled with brachos. Even the klalos, by the way, are filled with brachos. Every curse is really just a bracha in disguise. Right? On the surface, again, that's what these days are about, you know? On the surface, these are hard days. Maybe Sunday we'll do a shiur on this topic. On the surface, there's so much judgment that's taking place right now, but it's all bracha. The whole thing is a bracha. We have to really feel that. Okay, so we should be zochet to be loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and receive Hashem's brachos now and forever. Okay.